Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
I need it to be a little bit warmer than it is outside. Just a little bit. I need it to be a little bit warmer. Because later today, Dan, Owen, later today I'm going in a dunk tank. This afternoon. I am in a dunk tank later this afternoon. Yes. For a fundraiser. I am a bunch of Little League baseball players will have a chance to hit the button as you do when you throw the ball and put me into the dunk tank. Yes, when it hits. Let me just start this by saying I'm already not much of a water person. Like, I just don't love water that much. I don't go in the water. I don't love to swim. I don't really love going out on boats, to be honest with you. I mean, you've offered me a boat and go out. My wife loves it. Yeah, I'll hang out with you. It's not really my thing, okay? Going to the dunk tank today. What do you think about this?
Man, I've always, for some reason, hated the idea of being in the dunk tank. Almost, I am a water person, but there's something about the being locked in a box, and you're like, you're the clown, you're the show, and I that's hilarious that I have a problem with that with this job, but yeah. I for whatever reason have always really like. Almost as a kid, I had a fear of being stuck in a dunk
okay,
tank.
Okay, wait. So it's not about the water for you.
No,
it's more about just that everybody's looking at you like you're on display,
right? And you're locked in a box.
I mean, you literally are behind a glass case right now
with
a microphone. I want you to
know
that.
I'm here every morning.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes, exactly.
But
right,
there's something just about that I used
people
to just
walk
really
by
do.
This hallway, and we're like animals in the zoo, 100%. And they're looking at us.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happens at this job.
I know.
You go, hi, how are you?
Yeah,
right?
Up?
We're on the air. How are you? Good to see you.
Exactly.
Salesperson, client, whatever.
Exactly.
Political dignitary coming in to say hi, whatever.
What
coming
got?
Into WBEN, right? Whatever it is.
Yep. Absolutely.
For me, it's the water part, though. Dan, how about you?
Really? I'm a big, like, I would go in there and just heckle everybody.
Yes. See,
that
now that is the saving grace. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I will say. I am kind of looking forward to kind of heckling a bunch of Little League Baseball players and their arms and how they can't hit the button to get me down into this
water.
That's
like the best part.
That's going to be the cool part. Like, I've seen better arms on chairs, kid. What are you doing? Right?
You need a kid to hit the target and for it not to register the hit, and then you really got him dead to rights.
But the big problem here is, of course, my son is one of these kids.
Right.
And it does not matter. He is going to find a way to push that button, to hit that button, whatever, and I am getting wet and cold today when I go in this dunk tank.
If he misses, he's just going to run up and hit the button.
100%.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. So that's today. That's later today on a Buffalo Football Friday and a dunk tank Friday for Sal Capaccio. So, hey, you want to come out? I think I'm doing it at Show. You want to come out and watch me get dunked? I'll be out there doing it. It's to raise some money for the local Little League that we're a part of. And my wife was the one that volunteered me, by the way. Hey, by the way, I'm putting you in the dunk tank. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Yeah, you got to go in the dunk tank today. So, and I'm going to be on Show Up in the Bulldog literally right before this happens. I'm going on the radio with them and I'm going to do my segment and I'm going to hang it up and be on the phone. I'm going to hang up and I'm getting in this dunk tank.
Why do I really want to just see you take the call while you're in the dunk tank?
Yeah, I know. That would not be good for my phone, though, probably. I'll be honest with you. But you never know. Things like that. We've done stunts like that have happened on the radio before. Hey, good morning to you. Welcome into a Buffalo Football Friday. It's Sal Capaccio with you. And we have a lot to get to today on a Buffalo Football Friday. Thanks a lot for joining me here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And of course, our Football Friday is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's Hometown Fuel. Game day ready since 1922. Okay, Sean McDermott's going to join me a little bit, about an hour from now. I'd say about an hour from now, but you never know. You got to keep your head on a swivel, as I always say. You never know when things change because he has production meetings, there's team meetings, things like that go on, and sometimes other things get massaged and moved around, and they say, hey, McDermott's coming on a little sooner or a little later, so just be ready. About an hour from now, though, is when I'm expecting to hear from Bills head coach Sean McDermott. We will get an injury update for today, see if anybody is ruled out. Now, at this point, it'd be, to me, pretty surprising if Daquan Jones, Josh Palmer, or Curtis Samuel, any of them play, considering none have practiced this week. And two of them, Jones and Palmer, were termed day-to-day. And as far as Samuel's concerned, that was more of a, we don't even know yet, we're evaluating. Also need to ask Sean McDermott about Max Harrison and what he feels like his timeline could be based on what he's seen from him this week. And of course, there are several players limited on top of Max Harrison who does have to appear on the injury report now that he's been designated to return. He's limited, but also Dalton Kincaid, who missed the last game Monday night a couple weeks ago against the Atlanta Falcons. Matt Milano, who also missed that game. And then, of course, Terrell Bernard. He's been limited as well. So we will talk with the Bills head coach about that. And who am I missing here? Hold on. I know one more. I said, who's the other limited person? Harrison and Milan. I think I got everybody. Oh, yeah. Oh, I said Samuel earlier, right? Samuel's been limited. I was talking about Taylor Rapp. My apologies. When I said I'd be surprised if I meant to say Taylor Rapp. I'm sorry. Samuel's been limited, but Taylor Rapp is the one dealing with a knee injury who has not practiced this week, along with Joshua Palmer and Daquan Jones. So there you go. My apologies on that. 803-0550. I have a question for you I want to get to today before we get to everything else we need to get to, which is Paul Hamilton at 10:30. Yes, it is a Buffalo Football Friday. But folks, your Buffalo Sabres hockey team has a chance to get to 500 and actually tie. I think if I'm right here, Owen, the first thing I did was check the standings this morning after some of the games last night. If the Sabres win tonight, they're tied for third in the division.
That is correct, I believe. Uh-huh. They have been, I mean, since that opening three games, they have played four really, really solid hockey games.
Yeah.
And I'm encouraged by what I've seen. And I even more than that, I'm encouraged by the fact that they're playing that well. And Tage and Dahlin haven't dominated the way that you would expect if the team's going to play well. So in my head, there's a little more room here for them to get even better than they've been if Tage and Dahlin can get to where they normally get to. And I think that's coming. The division's there to be had. Toronto's a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Ottawa's decor is a joke. Detroit, I don't think, is any good despite their 5-game win streak. We just saw them. It's not – I don't see that team as any better than anybody else in this division.
The Bruins might have a chance for Gavin McKenna when it's all said and done.
The Bruins are rebuilding.
Right.
The division is wide open.
And the Rangers, by the way, in the East are just, they've not won. The Rangers lost last night to the San Jose Sharks. Sharks' first win of the year.
Yeah.
And they beat the Rangers in overtime, who have not won a home game yet.
Yeah.
The New York Rangers. It feels like everything Chris Drury wanted to do, they did the opposite.
It seems
this
that
is
way.
Not where they wanted to be, right? How they wanted to build this?
No, absolutely not.
That's
and
right.
I think they made a mistake with JT Miller.
Mm-hmm.
I like the player a lot, but making that guy your captain after the way he left Vancouver with all the drama there and all the messiness of that, and then you bring him into New York and he's your captain. I think you're kind of getting what you asked for there.
I want to bring you in on something in a minute. I have a question for you before I bring Paul Hamilton, because that's what we're going to do today. Paul Hamilton at 10:30. So before that, I want to ask you a question about the Bills, all right?
Yeah.
So 10:30 for everybody. Today is Paul Hamilton on Sabres Leafs back-to-back this weekend, tonight in Buffalo, tomorrow in Toronto. In case you didn't know, the game times were changed. Tonight was 7:30. Now it's 7 o'clock downtown. Puck drops. 6 o'clock pregame here on WGR. Tomorrow was supposed to be a 7 p.m. game. Now it's a 5 p.m. start. 4 o'clock pregame here on WGR. And that's, of course, because the World Series is happening. Speaking of the World Series, some of you may be going to Toronto this weekend. I know people. Joe DiBiase, Sneaky Joe, he's going tonight. You might be going up to Toronto. I know they're playing in a dome. I get it. You might be going to Charlotte for the game. Maybe you're already there. That's why Pat Hammer comes your way at 11:30 every Friday. We're going to talk to Pat about the weather in Toronto, the weather in LA for the World Series. Are we looking at any sort of rain at all? Probably not, but we'll ask him. But of course, the Charlotte weather for the Buffalo Bills playing the Carolina Panthers Sunday at 1 o'clock. Also a treat for you today. Real quickly, we're going to have at 10:45, if you go to Bills games, you hear them, you see them. My guy, DJ Milk. Yeah, wait, what are you? DJ Milk coming on the radio. Yeah, DJ Milk is actually a big part of a tailgate happening in Charlotte this weekend to benefit the Patricia Allen Fund at Children's Hospital. And we're going to just talk with him for a couple minutes about that and the what you can do and how you can be involved. That's going to be Sunday, right before the game in Charlotte. This is to benefit the Patricia Allen Fund at Children's Hospital. He's going to come your way. DJ Melk at about 10:45. Just kind of tell everybody where they can go, what they can do, and what it's all about. So that'll be fun today to get to. And, of course, Sean McDermott a little after 11 a.m. Here's my question on the Bills, 803-0550. All right? I love the way that Jeremy kind of phrased the poll this morning, right? He had a poll up that basically said, like, are you – what? How did he put it? Which one do you want? Which unit are you more eager to see play really well in Charlotte, in Carolina? And I like that question, and I kind of want to keep it going on that and ask you, like, what are you right now more concerned with, the offense or the defense, and what do you have the more confidence in to get better? Because you could go either way here, right? So confidence and concern, that's my two questions, confidence and concern, the two C's here. Which are you more confident in kind of being better than it has been? And I say, if you say, well, how could you be confident in the defense? Well, folks, they got some reinforcements coming back, right? Michael Hoyt, Larry Ogunjobi, and Max Harrison. We'll see where that goes. So you could definitely say you have more confidence in the defense being better as it goes on. Or you could pick the offense and say, I have more confidence in the offense because I have Josh Allen. But maybe you don't because you don't see what's happening at wide receiver right now. If you don't see any changes happening and you're more concerned about that. So confidence and concern, basically. Just give me your overall thoughts on offense versus defense. Maybe the whole thing concerns you, to be quite honest with you, because they have not played up to their standard, of course, over the last couple of weeks. And even really, when you look at going back to week one, there's been plenty of times, even through the four-game winning streak to start the season, the Buffalo Bills did not play up to their standard. Now, offensively, I'll be the first to tell you, Brandon Bean will be the first to tell you when he came on WGR and the whole wide receiver discussion back after the draft. Hey, we scored 30 points a game. And look, they did again for four straight weeks. Baltimore, it took a little while to get there. They finally did. Fourth quarter started, you know, playing kind of to their capabilities. The Jets, that was just, hey, workmanlike win. Go out there, do what you have to do. Dolphins, they were in control most of that game. Then they had a couple of short fields to get some points, but that was a nice 31-point game. And then the Saints took a little while to get there as well. It started off really well and then kind of got back to it a little bit later. They score 41, 30, 31, 31. Then you get to the Patriots, and I believe if they don't turn the ball over the way they did, they're probably getting to 30 points. But that was the issue. They turned the ball over, and you can't do that. Atlanta Falcons, that's when things really started to turn towards, uh-oh, what's wrong? What's happening here? 14 points in a loss at Atlanta. Third downs, can't convert. Pressure, can't find answers. That's the concern I have about the offense. Now, for me, when I say that, I still look and see number 17 under center or in shotgun and say, it'll be fine. I look at that offensive line and say, it'll be fine. I look at that running game and say, they can lean on the running game. Am I concerned about receiver? Absolutely. Just like many of you are, especially with Joshua Palmer out. How are they going to win on the outside? That's something they need to address. That's something they need to look at. But I'm not as concerned about the offense, even with the 14 points against Atlanta, even with the 20 points against New England and turnovers. I'm not as concerned about that because the Bills have Josh Allen. And to me, when you have an elite quarterback, which they do, you're always going to, yeah, you're going to have times where it just doesn't work out, like the last couple of weeks, but generally you'll find your way to scoring points and moving the ball and being and having a chance to win that way. On the defensive side, however, I need to see this defense play better this weekend. And even though Hoyt and Ogunjobi are playing their first games back with the Bills, and sometimes that can be, well, they're integrating back in, I can't have that excuse after this game. I can't have that be why they didn't play a prominent role and the defense didn't play better. I need this defense now, today, Sunday, with these guys, to show me that they can be a much better defense than what they have been through the first 6 weeks of the season, for the most part. You go back to that Atlanta game, and of course we see the long run by Bijan, the missed tackles. You go back to the New England game, missed tackles, right? Third down conversions by Drake May, and some were, oh my God, I can't believe he did that. The New Orleans Saints, running the football the way they did. Missed tackles again. That's been a theme, right? Missed tackles. The Saints, mobile quarterback, Spencer Rattler. Even Tua Tagovailoa getting out of the pocket a little bit against the Bills. Like, those are things that just have not been going well. And, of course, we know what happened week one against Baltimore with Derrick Henry and that rushing attack. And now you have now you face a team in the Carolina Panthers who, oh, my goodness, they are coming to town. They're in their town. The Bills are going to their town with one of the best rushing attacks in the entire NFL. And you know what their game script is going to be? Run the damn football against the Bills. That's what they're going to do. They're going to try to run the ball at the Bills right down their throats as much as they can. This is a rushing unit for the Carolina Panthers who have a good offensive line, physical offensive line, averaging 140 yards rushing a game. Now, the Bills actually average more. The Bills are the number one rushing offense in the league. 151. Carolina's 140. The Bills actually are fourth in the league at running the football per play, 4.87. Carolina's right behind them, eighth in the league at 4.72. And then you add in the fact that you have Andy Dalton playing quarterback. And I think it's going to be Andy Dalton. It's not for sure yet. The Panthers haven't kind of put that info out yet, released that. But it looks like that's going to be the case. And you have an Andy Dalton back there who he's seen every defense. You're not going to confuse him. He knows that the Buffalo Bills have given up underneath stuff, been poor at tackling, get it to your playmakers, let them make a play. They're going to try to do that. The one thing that does help the Bills in this situation, I actually think it's a good debate, and I err more on and I lean more towards, I think the Bills would rather face Bryce Young than Andy Dalton because a young quarterback who, if you can slow down the run game, you put in position that you can kind of confuse, who hasn't seen everything yet. But I thought that about Michael Penix. He did a good job against them. But the one thing that does help you here with Andy Dalton playing, Andy Dalton's not going to move around a lot like Bryce Young would and like quarterbacks have against the Bills so far. Andy Dalton is going to be in the pocket, staying there, looking for open receivers to throw it to, not to bail out with his run with his legs or to be even extending plays with his legs. That has really hurt the Bills this year so far. So, and look, in the locker room yesterday, talk about players. I asked several players, what is the challenge of preparing for two different quarterbacks? And the answer is exactly kind of what I've expected and what I have said here on the radio this week, which is, yes, they have differences, but you're really preparing for the team and the system more than anything. And that's right. You're not the Panthers aren't going to overhaul their system, especially for 1 week if Bryce Young is out. The Panthers are going to keep their system. They're still going to run the same system they run. It might just look a little different with play action or with rollouts, things like that. But it's going to be, that's what you're preparing for. You're not necessarily just preparing for, you know, Andy Dalton versus Bryce Young. You're preparing for what the Carolina Panthers bring. And what I just said a little while ago, what they bring is a really good rushing attack. Rico Dowdle, 5.6 yards a carry on the year. He's already at 551 yards in just seven games. They like to feed him the ball. And then you have Chuba Hubbard. He's not, his yards per carry isn't a lot. It's 3.7, but he's a nice 1-2 compliment right there. And Dowdle's the guy, though. He has been really not only involved in the run game, he's been really involved in the passing game as well. 13 catches, 121 yards. Now, Tet McMillan is their nice rookie receiver. Outside of him, they don't have a lot. They kind of also have an everybody eats like a mentality, I think, in Carolina. Outside of McMillan, who he's eating a lot. He's feasting. 30 catches, 413 yards this year. But after that, Leggett has 17 catches, 142. Tremble has 17 catches, 126. Hubbard has 15 for 118. Renfro has 15 for 89. Dowdle, 13 for 121. Sanders, 11 for 92. I'm just going through here. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different players with double-digit receptions. Let's go to the Bills. Let's compare that. That's outside of, so they have 7 total. Bills have 5. So they have also a bit of an everybody-eats mentality. 803-0550. Going to bring Paul Hamilton on in a minute. I want to ask him this question, but I want to ask you, Owen, okay? Because we have the As the Goalie segment and Ask the Goalie, but this is more of an operational question. What are they going to do with 3 goalies? What, you cannot put Colton Ellis on IR. I mean, I'm sorry, on waivers.
No.
He will get scooped up. I mean, you can.
If you know he's gone.
He's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, yeah, the Blues at least would probably pick him right back 100%. Up, I would think, right?
100%.
Yes.
I would be stunned if the Blues don't. I know that they really like him, mm-hmm. And I think the Sabres really like him too, it seems like. And so
I was actually really surprised they brought UPL up as quick as they did.
I thought he would have
a bit of an extended stay down there.
Well, I can't remember the exact framework of it, but it's either 3 games or 5 days or something like that.
You only get a
certain amount of time down there.
Okay.
But he was quicker than it could have been. Like, they could have got him another game at least. And I was surprised that they didn't, even just to buy themselves a little more time with Ellis and Lyon up here solo so that they're not carrying 3. But I would not want to get rid of Ellis at this point. I think he looks good, and the person that really puts in an awkward spot is Devon Levi, because Ellis is 1 year older, and he's had more pro experience at this point, and I think Levi's in an awkward spot because he's thinking, if you were going to have 3, why am I not one of your 3? This is another young prospect goalie who's touted highly, drafted pretty highly. Mm-hmm. Not even that Levi wasn't even drafted as high as this kid. And I just don't – I think it leaves Levi in an awkward spot. And then, obviously, you've got the 3 goalie problem with the big club, which Kevin Adams has been on record saying he does not like having.
He doesn't like having 3.
Right. It's not conducive to the best environment for the goaltenders.
Right.
From experience, I will tell you, it sucks.
No, that's
You're
right.
You're fighting for reps in practice. You don't know when you're playing. You might not dress. Like, it's a whole other layer on top of an already as mentally taxing a position as there is.
To me, Levi doesn't factor in this equation much at all because the plan has always been him just in Rochester.
Exactly.
Right? So that's long term.
Right.
But how do you manage right now these 3 guys? Because I guess, I mean, to me, Lyon is still ahead of Ellis on the depth chart, right?
100%.
I mean, so it's not like you're moving off Lyon for Ellis.
I think Lyon is at the top of the he's king of the castle right now. Lyon should not.
Even over UPL.
What have you seen from UPL
nothing.
Other than 50 games in the middle of 1 year in his entire pro career? that he should be trusted above Lyon right now.
Hey, that is a that is the right point, but the organization has
there's a
invested
there there's...
and said he's our guy. Like, exactly. That's what they've done.
But you, if you're Kevin Adams, you're managing for your job and for your career, likely. You're not getting another shot after this, I wouldn't think. I don't think anyone's going
to
hire you.
You have to make decisions based on that.
You're not making decisions based on a contract you gave out last year. You're making decisions on who's going to win me a game now. And Lyon gives you, as we've seen, from what we've seen, the best chance to do that. So there is no argument to be made that you should be looking at UPL coming up and stealing games off Lyon until Lyon gives you a reason to think that. That is just the way it works, and it's the way it should work, and it needs to be that right now because this team needs to win.
Yep.
And Lyon will win games for you.
So we're going to have Paul on, but here's some really good news for everybody. I'm seeing reports from reporters at Sabres practice. We'll get Paul on. Kesselring is on the ice for the morning skate. Bryson is on the ice, and Jason Zucker is on the ice.
Oh,
all for the morning skate, which is great. Let's go to Lou real quick in Buffalo. Hi, Lou.
Hey, good morning. I enjoy the show.
Thank
just
you.
To go on your topics as far as where my confidence lies, where there's still questions moving forward. So, you know, I think we've been exposed to a couple of superstars in this town that were complete difference makers, right? Hasek, Bruce, they made the plays in big situations. Obviously, where our confidence should lie is with Josh getting to taking his game back to his usual standard or even beyond. As far as where the doubts lie, I'll say this. You know, my expectations for the defense going into the season were just to be good enough to keep us in games. Can we get back to that point with the influx of the two suspended players and with Harrison maybe coming to the fold?
Mm-hmm.
I think we can, right? So even in that perspective, keep us in games. My question lies is there a possibility that the leadership of this team is losing the locker room? And meaning like, is there doubt as far as the system we're running on defense from the defensive side of the ball and on offense from the offensive side of the ball? And how does that manifest itself?
Who are the leaders you're identifying and in what capacity, what way would they be losing the locker room? Like, what do you mean?
Okay, offensive coordinator, how we're running our offense. Defensive coordinator.
Okay, yeah, all right. Defense. So when you say locker room, I say players because they're really not in the locker room. That's why I ask. Okay, so yeah.
Got you. But are the players losing doubt?
No, I don't think so.
In the leadership.
I mean, I don't think so. Everybody we talk to all the time, I mean, of course, they could always just be saying it, but I think they have full confidence in their coordinators. Yeah, I mean, the things you hear people say about Bobby Babich coming out of that locker room from players, I mean, I don't think it's just placating to reporters. They just love the guy, and they absolutely have a lot of faith in him, and he's been around a long time here with this group. He's coached a lot of them, and I think they've shown the same with Joe Brady, and especially that relationship between Josh and Joe. We'll take a timeout. We will have Paul Hamilton after this timeout. Sabres, Leafs, two-game set, back-to-back, home-and-home tonight and tomorrow in Buffalo and then Toronto.
Doan has that pass go off his skate, but it's kept in play here. Connor Timmins.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
To the high slot. Here's McLeod trying to cut between the circles. Far circle shot. Scores! What a play! And Doan gets the goal, and the Sabres have doubled their lead. It's 4-2.
Really nice game played by the Sabres a couple nights ago against the Red Wings. They have a chance to get back to 500 tonight. And really pull into a third-place division tie with a win over the Maple Leafs. They'll play them tonight and again tomorrow here in Buffalo tonight at 7. Tomorrow at 5 p.m. in Toronto due to the World Series, the game times have been shifted a little bit. So please make note of that, whether you're going to be here in Buffalo going to the game or watching or going up to Toronto for the game tomorrow night. Yeah, it's a Buffalo Football Friday, but this time of year, we divert a little bit sometimes, and we talk with our guy, Paul Hamilton, who joins me now on the Wester Hotline, brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. We have a bit more limited time than normal with Paul today, but want to get to a couple things. First of all, injuries, Paul. I'm seeing that some welcome faces back on the ice this morning for the Sabres. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Yes, Jason Zucker is out there. I really wasn't expecting that with the pain he appeared to be in as he left the last game. Now, whether he will play, we don't know, but he is on the ice. Bryson returns from a concussion protocol. Michael Kesselring is out on the ice also for the first time with the team. And he's not wearing the gray jersey like Greenway is, so... You know, Lindy Ruff had said earlier this week that he was hoping to get Kesselring by the weekend, and he said hoping. I mean, he wasn't really, you know, saying that's our timetable or anything. It was just kind of his hope. So we'll see how this goes. It is the first time he has practiced with the team, so we'll see how that goes. But, getting a couple guys back on the ice here.
From your experience, if a guy has been out a while and then he shows up and practices the day of a game, has the morning skate the day of a game, can it go either way, or is it, well, you know what, that's usually a sign where he's going to be playing soon, or can he go right back in the lineup that night?
I've seen it where a couple have gone right back in the lineup, but Kesselring's been out a while.
Yeah.
It's not like it's only been a week or a week and a half or something like that, so I wouldn't say definitely not, but, you know, if he's going to be ready on the weekend, maybe tomorrow might be more of a of a time he could be ready. But, you know, the thing is, too, these rehab skates are, you know, they do try to simulate regular practice and games, you know, when the players are ready. So those are the times that sometimes the player shows up and is in the lineup. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see, you know, how line rushes go and who he's with and and how that's going to go. But it's a possibility, but I will say it doesn't happen a lot.
Paul Hamilton, and you can follow all of that reporting by him at pham1717 on X. He'll give you up to date. He'll keep you updated on what's happening down on the ice. Sabres today with a pregame skate here this morning, tonight taking on the Maple Leafs, and a chance, Paul, to get to 500. And the way they got there was playing some pretty solid hockey, I thought, for the most part against the Red Wings. Yeah, some great goaltending to bail them out a couple of times, but it felt to me like they played a pretty solid game, and it helps when you start off with two power plays. They didn't score, but they could kind of control the game a little bit early on.
Yeah, and you know they've won 3 out of 4 games after dropping their first three. Lindy Ruff, there's two things he says about you know, winning. Basically, he puts the season in 5-game segments. He wants to get, 6 points out of every 10 points in a 5-game segment. So that's one thing he shoots for as a team. He also says, and it makes sense, if you win 2 and lose 1 all season long, you easily will be in the playoffs. That's a 667 points percentage. And that they've done, you know, since the 3-game losing streak, they won 2 and lost 1. And now they're 1-1. In the next one. So, they're 1-0. So now they have the Leafs. If you split with the Leafs, then you're successful in this segment where you've won 2 out of 3. So that's what he lays down for the team and how to approach trying to make the playoffs. It's not, I know a lot of fans like to say, well, who can the Sabres beat out? Could they beat out Boston? Could they beat out Pittsburgh? Could they get past this team? No, that's not the way coaches look. They look at it, if you get X amount of points, you're going to be in the playoffs and let the other teams worry about who else is going to be in. You know, if you can get yourself up around 100 points, you're probably going to be in. And then you don't have to worry about who's in and who's out. You just got to worry about that you have enough points to be in.
Yeah, I like that. And look, I'll take a split against the Leafs tonight. I think that would be fine, or this weekend with them. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. A team you're fighting with in your division. And then you have Columbus, you have Boston, you have opportunity coming up after this to really make a little bit of a charge here. And the Sabres need to do that after some poor starts over the last few years. We'll see how that goes. All right, Paul, the big question is in goal, what they're going to do with right now 3 goaltenders. And let's be honest, Alex Lyon has looked every bit the part of currently their number one goalies we've talked about. And then Colton Ellis comes in, and all he does is steal the show in his NHL debut against the Red Wings. They bring UPL up. They have an investment in him. What do they do about this goaltending situation?
Well, right now it's going to be Lyon. He's in the starter's net right now, so he'll continue to be the number one goalie. Ellis and Luukkonen are alternating at the other end. I wondered if maybe Luukkonen would get another start in Rochester, but he's here. So Rochester plays tonight, so it's going to be the one start. He only gave up 2 goals in a 4-2 victory down there. So the Sabres must have been satisfied with what they saw in that rehab start to bring him back up here. And I would be absolutely shocked if they waived Ellis, because if they do, the Blues really want him as their number 3 goalie. They've got 2 good goalies. And they would take him back, and if they take him back, they can send him down to the minors, and they don't have to worry about waivers anymore, since it would be their second try doing it. So the Sabres would lose Ellis, because I'm sure the Blues would reclaim him. And you know that what the Sabres had said. Lindy Ruff said he'd been on the radar for a while and was an opportunity they couldn't pass up. So I don't see that at all. So what does that tell us? That tells us 3 goaltenders. We're going to be sitting here watching 3 goaltenders and watching Lindy Ruff maneuver that for a while. Sal, if it was me, I would continue playing Ellis in the times where he needs to play for Lyon, and to see, you got to see if that first game is just an anomaly or if he can play in the National Hockey League. First game, great, you know, but you got to find out. If you find out he can play, and I think your move after that is then you do something with Luukkonen. You either try to trade him or you waive him, or something like that, if Ellis proves himself.
I love that you brought that up, because I have a caller on hold I wanted to bring on with you. Tom in Buffalo has that very question. Go ahead, Tom. You're on with Paul Hamilton.
Yeah, guys. I was just wondering, why is the big problem if he's a better goaltender, if they think he's going to be better after, you know, like you said, a few starts, just waive him
UPL?
You know, waive UPL and see where he goes. If he passes through waivers or if somebody else takes him. They also lose that contract if they take them, right? Somebody takes them.
Yeah, so
contract's not a big deal.
What would be the risk is, Paul, that you don't know for sure yet about Ellis, right? That would be the risk.
That actually is a low contract for a starting goaltender. It might be a high one for him, but it's a low contract for a starting goaltender. Honestly, with the injuries that he's had throughout his whole career, the inconsistencies that he had, I'm not too sure. And as I said, I think that's a high contract for him. I'm not sure he'd get claimed.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if that would be a worry about that. But you got to make sure Ellis, you can't go by one game.
Right.
I mean, you got to make sure Ellis is an NHL goaltender. This is the first time he's gone through all the training and all the minor leagues and everything. That's done. The St. Louis Blues have taken care of that for you. But now, you know, you have to, you know, see if he, and you got to be sure. You can't just play him two games and say, all right, he's an NHL goalie. I mean, we might be talking a couple of months here where you're sitting here with three goaltenders. And, you know, I mean, who knows? Lindy Ruff, I don't think he would do this, but he may navigate this by starting all three. Like, just, all right, Lyon today, Luukkonen tomorrow, Ellis the next day, and just keep going in that order. I don't know. I doubt he would do that, but he could. And then all three would be playing.
I think it's fascinating. We'll see where it goes. And I agree. And I love that you brought up that you could do that with UPL, and that's out of the box, but it's now in the window, right? And I think that if Ellis continues to play and he can show that he can actually play at this level, Alex Lyon certainly has. Alex Lyon did play 44 games for the Detroit Red Wings a few years ago. He played 30 the year after that, so he's handled a bit of a load here. I think it's really, really interesting. Paul, I got to run. Thank you so much, and we'll be dialed
very
in tonight.
Quickly,
yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Very quickly, Kesselring is playing with Bryson, which tells us he's probably not playing tonight.
Okay. Thank you very much. Paul Hamilton at PHAM1717. Have a great day, Paul. We'll keep in touch tonight. Appreciate that. He is at PHAM1717 and, of course, WGR550.com. We'll take a timeout. We're going to tell you about a tailgate going on in Charlotte coming up after this to benefit the Patricia Allen Fund at Children's Hospital. My guy DJ Milk, who spins the tunes inside Highmark, is going to join me and tell you all about it, where you can get your tickets, what it's like in Charlotte this weekend. Hey, if you're headed down to Charlotte this weekend, or if you're already there, a lot of...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you.
Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Western New York transplants for sure. Live in that area. Maybe you're going to the game, the Bills game. Maybe you just want to hang out. You want to tailgate. You want to be a part of something cool. We got something really cool. To benefit the Patricia Allen Fund at Children's Hospital, there is a really cool pregame event and tailgate going on. I want to tell you all about that and how you can get involved and be a part of it. My guy DJ Milk, who joins me right now on the West Her Hotline. I feel like you should have like a music intro, like walk-up music, like some of our hosts have and our reporters have.
I love it. I wish I did. Next time. We'll make it happen next
time. What would it be? You got to come up. Is there a song you would use like to intro you?
Oh, man, I would tell you probably maybe Montel Jordan, This Is How We Do It.
I love it. Great beat. Great beat. You got it. Hey, thanks for joining me here today. I wanted to make sure we got on and let everybody know about this really cool event that you're a part of. People down in Charlotte raise money for a really good cause, the Patricia Allen Fund at Children's Hospital. But first of all, you, man, people might be like, hey, wait a minute. I know that guy. He's inside the stadium every home game, right? That's been a cool journey for you to be rocking the fans out before the Bills play home games.
Yeah, when I tell you it's absolutely an amazing experience for myself and DJ, starting at training camp with being with all the fans and the young people and then going into the season, being at the 50-yard line, we are there exactly when the gates open until just about game time. Come hang out. Come and cheer your Bills on. Come be a part of that energy and that spirit, that pre-game spirit. Believe it or not, I do think it makes a difference. The music, your energy, come hang out with us 50-yard line before every game at home. It's just absolutely amazing, and I'm incredibly privileged to have the opportunity to do it.
All right, I think a lot of people are wondering this question. I've been asked this, and I don't know, so I'm going to ask you. Who determines the playlist, whether it's at training camp, when the guys are practicing, or during pregame in the stadium for games?
Yeah, it's a collaboration between myself, DJ, and the team. They have music that they're looking for. We have music that we bring to the table. So it's definitely a team sport when it comes to choosing the music. Everybody's involved, and we try to just make sure that the energy is right. The fans are involved, right? Fans let us know, hey, what about this song? We get email songs. So, always it's kind of a very collaborative experience. We try to make sure everybody feels like they're involved with that music.
Yeah, and it's cool because I know when I go to training camp and I film something, half the time I put something out on, hey, look at this guy, look at this catch, and people are like, oh no, how about that song in the background, baby, right? Like they got that going on. And you can get everything from Michael Jackson to AC/DC, right? I mean, it doesn't matter. You guys kind of run the gamut of everything.
Yeah. Well, we recognize that our fan base is large, right?
And
people come from all different walks of life and they're all different ages. And I believe that our skill, our talent is making sure that everybody gets a little something, you know, and I feel like when that happens, our Bills Mafia and our community and everybody comes together in the right way. So that our goal is to make sure that everybody feels involved. I mean, every now and then you might even get a little baby shark in there for our really, really
I love it. I love it. And of course, you'll find DJ Milk on road games too, including this weekend. What's it like for you when you go on the road and see Bills Mafia at a lot of these tailgate spots and Saturday nights before games and Sunday pregames?
When I tell you, it is always amazing to see how many people go to the games and be able to have that community vibe away at in another city, as well as being able to reconnect, like you said, with transplants and people who live other places, and even people who are coming in from other places to particular games, right? So this Charlotte game, the Miami game, right? You'll have people coming in from all over. I met some people from Mexico who were Buffalo Bills fans mm-hmm. once at a tailgate or at a party in the away from Buffalo. So when I tell you, it's always wonderful to connect with Bills fans, in my opinion, from all over the world.
All right, so you're going to be a big part of what's happening on Sunday to benefit the Patricia Allen Fund at Children's Hospital. It'll be a pregame tailgate, 8:30 to 12, tailgate with them, and be a part of what's happening, the game day experience. GameDayInCharlotte.com is where you can go. Tell us about what's happening on Sunday.
Yeah, so we'll be coming in. We'll be playing a bunch of good music. They got food, drinks. We got Billy Buffalo, who's going to be hanging out with us. Daryl Talley will be there, Ted Washington, and obviously myself and DJ Yes. We got some other things that we're not going to tell you about right now, but it's going to be an absolute fabulous party. If you've ever come to any party with us, you know we like to dance, like to have a good time, like to sing. Everybody will be involved. If you haven't figured out what you're going to do and you're looking for a party to come to, definitely check out our party. You can follow me, too, at DJ Milk Buffalo. That's my thing at Instagram, and I will be posting about this party as well. So definitely keeping you up to date on everything that's going to be happening with us in Charlotte. We are extremely stoked and looking for that win. Let's go, Buffalo. Let's go.
All right. 1307 West Moorhead Street is the physical address for anybody who's in Charlotte and knows that area. Parking will be available in the vicinity. And, of course, the coolest part is this does benefit the Patricia Allen Fund at Children's Hospital. And your ticket, your donation could make a difference, obviously, and will make a difference.
Absolutely. I've been involved with Children's Hospital for many, many years. I have a cart that I DJ and go room to room and DJ for the kids.
Oh, that's awesome.
When I tell you, the difference that you can make in these young people's life is tremendous. They do incredible work over at Children's Hospital. So it's been my pleasure to be involved with them for years. And I really, please buy a ticket. Come buy a ticket and support. When I tell you that all of the money, all of these proceeds are going directly to them, to the Patricia Allen Fund. So it's just an excellent opportunity for us to have fun, support our bills, and support Children's Hospital.
GameDayInCharlotte.com is the website address. You could also go to my Twitter, at Sal Sports. I posted about it today. You can click it there. You can see about the tickets and, of course, what's happening there and be a part of the event right before the game. Hey, have a great time. Safe travels down to Charlotte. Maybe I'll see you there. I got some pregame duty, but I know you'll be right around where I am, so maybe we'll see each other. And thanks a lot for coming on today, buddy.
I would love it. Thank you, Sal. Appreciate you, man. Love you, brother.
All right, you too, buddy. You too. DJ Milk doing a great job right there, and really for a great cause, the Patricia Allen Fund at Children's Hospital. GameDayInCharlotte.com. Go there right now. Check it out. Buy a ticket. Go to the event. Even if you want to just make a donation and say, I might pop my head in, but I just want to be a part of this because it's a great cause. To not only go down and, you know, see the Buffalo Bills, but be a part of something with a lot of other Buffalo Bills fans. We'll take a timeout. Sean McDermott coming up on the other side of this timeout in the 11 a.m. hour. We'll get an injury update, see if anybody is declared out for this weekend against the Carolina Panthers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.